With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Micropropagation and mass production of rootstocks. It's a growing trend that nobody is taking more seriously than Seattle-based Phytelligence. CEO Ken Hunt says Phytelligence was founded in 2012 by WSU Ag professor Amit Dhingra, who turned to tissue culture technology to see if it would work for Washington apple growers.
The best way to think about it is tissue culture generally is instead of starting out your plant in soil where you're combating soil-based pathogens, et cetera, early in your life. Think of us as maybe head start for your plants, if you will.
But Hunt says that's not all Phytelligence does.
It's things in tissue culture. It's in our unique customized tissue culture, but there are also things we do in the greenhouse as well that lead to delivering really high quality plants.
Hunt says the plants they deliver give growers everything they could ask for.
Taller, stronger root system, thicker caliper. We genetically test every to confirm that 100% of what a grower orders is what they're going to get. We test for virus and disease, so when they leave our greenhouses, they're getting clean plants.
Given the demand, Hunt says this is a great way to meet grower needs.
The best way to produce budwood varieties for grafting and rootstock is really through an optimized tissue culture process.
Hunt says he expects the use of the technology to increase as the world population grows, along with the need for more plants faster that produce more food faster. Welcome back to Fruit Bites, brought to you by Valent USA. Joining me again is Valent's Allison Walston, and this week we're talking popular apple varieties. So Allison, what new varieties are gaining traction or might be on the horizon?
Have you heard about the Cosmic Crisp apple?
Well, yes, I have, but please tell us more.
Washington State University started developing the Cosmic Crisp apple back in 1998. It's a cross between an Enterprise and a Honeycrisp. The Cosmic Crisp website says the Cosmic name was developed because of the striking lenticels on the apple surface that look like starbursts. Crisp is a link to the parent Honeycrisp. It's expected that nearly 5 million trees will be planted in 2018 alone, putting estimates at 11 million trees in 3 years in Washington. Consumer expectation for taste is supposed to be otherworldly. Large, juicy, exceptional flavor, and slowness to brown after cutting. The apple should be available for purchase in 2019.
Thanks, Allison. Join us for Fruit Bites every Tuesday and Thursday. Until next time, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.